Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous US only.
Hello and welcome back. I've decided that I am not going to say welcome back to whatever episode we're on at whatever episode anymore, because I'm getting to the point, I know we're still early on and we're only just went into double figures, but I'm forgetting what episode we're on. So I've decided I'm not going to stress myself out by trying to remember what episode we're on, but I will pre-warn you that at some point I'll probably forget that I'm not saying what episode we're on, so I'll probably start it again. Have I confused you yet? Because I've confused me. So that's the plan at the minute. How is everybody? How's your week been? Have you got children back at school, or are you still awaiting that exciting day where you can get back to normality? We've just gone back. We went back today and we had a successful day, which anybody who has children on the spectrum or with any kind of anxiety or detachment issues will know that those days are few and far between. So yeah, I'm taking that as a win. First day back, full day, success. Top marks for the kiddos for that one. Have you listened to last week's episode and what did you think of it? Did you feel you could relate to any of the information given, or was it interesting? Was it boring? I know I said last week I'm going to continue this one for about 3 or 4 episodes, but I don't want to kind of bore you constantly with the same thing every week, the same topic. So I'm going to kind of touch over it this week slightly and then take a break from that one just for a couple of weeks and then go back to it. I do have a couple of people, 3, maybe 4, maybe 2, just depending on circumstances, who are willing to come on and talk about trolling and bullying. But they've got a few things going on just now as well, health-wise and kids and life and work and everything else. So I don't want to stress them out by saying I need it done by whatever date. So we'll play that one by ear. When they can come on, we'll get them on and we'll pick it back up again. But for now, we'll just kind of touch on other subjects as well. Like I said, I don't want it to get too repetitive and too boring. Also, like I said last week, if you do have a topic that you would like me to cover, or you would want to come on and talk about even, or even if you have a story you want me to tell, I'm open to suggestions, I'm open to ideas. Just write in. You can contact us through any of the social media pages. And you can also get me on the email address. And it's only myself that's able to read these messages and emails. So don't worry about confidentiality or anything like that. Nobody else will see it. It's only myself that deals with all that side of it. So yeah, I'm thinking next week, if it's nice. Now, bearing in mind I'm in sunny Scotland. It is sunny today, but those days are few and far between. I'm thinking next week I might, if I can get a nice morning or a nice weekend, this weekend even, I might do it from the great outdoors. And I've got a place in mind. So let's see how that pans out. And if you remember Ainsley from a few episodes ago, Now, I've not told her this yet, so she could be listening to this and hearing it for the first time. And if you are, Ainsley, I'll phone you later and ask you about it. I'll maybe get Ainsley on next week if I do a great outdoors one. See if she's up for it. She's like me, she loves the great outdoors. Although, the place I've got in mind, there may be sheep. And if any of you remember me telling you the sheep story, it could be funny for you to watch or listen to, but it's maybe not going to be as funny for me. So let's leave it at that. Leave your imagination to run wild on that one. And if you haven't heard the story, basically a sheep chased me when I was about somewhere between 8 and 10, I would say. My dad just stood and laughed, and I've been scared of sheep ever since. But yeah, that's the short version of it. You'll need to go back and listen to one of the earlier on episodes to hear the full story. So let's get in. Kids back at school, how did yous get on? Obviously, I know England aren't back at school yet, and maybe some other countries either haven't stopped for holidays yet or aren't back yet. But for the people who have gone back, how did you get on? Did we have any upset tummies last night or this morning? Morning of, did we have any tears? Kids that are going from nursery to primary or primary to secondary, how did that transition go? Because that can be quite daunting as well. A bit of the fear of the unknown, I suppose. Although you get little visits and things, that's one thing. But it's a completely other story when you know you're going up there and you're not leaving after 2 hours or however long it may have been. Bullying and trolling. So a lot of times when we think about bullying, school may be the place that we think of. I suppose that's probably one of the most common places for bullying to happen. Have you ever sat your children down and spoke to them about bullying and trolling? Not about thinking that they may do it. Just in general about, because it could be your child might be bullying or trolling. They might be being bullied or trolled. Now, I'm not saying for anybody to jump on a child who is bullying or trolling. We need to get to the root of the cause. And when it's children doing it, they're normally lashing out for another reason. It may be that they've been bullied or trolled. It could be something they're worried about. Could be something happening at home. And again, I'm not accusing anybody of anything. Before anybody jumps on me. But we do need to get to the root of the cause, because nothing can ever be resolved until we find out the whys, the whens, the wheres. So, if you were to sit your child down, how would the conversation go, do you think? And sometimes children can get quite defensive when you try and have a serious chat with them. So try not go into kind of military conversation, try and make it a more casual conversation, especially with preteens and teens, because they always think you're just going to accuse them of something. That's the joys of hormones. So I think do it at a time where you're already feeling relaxed having conversation, maybe in the car, sitting having a meal. You might be talking about your day to day. You could be asking them, do they know anybody that it's happened to? Has it ever happened to them? But reassure them that you're on their side no matter what, even if they did say to you, because some kids are quite open and will be very honest and say, well, I've maybe done that once or twice. Ask them why, but don't ask them in an aggressive way as in they're in trouble. Just say, genuinely interested, what made you do that? What made you come to the decision that you wanted to bully or troll somebody? And that's when they might open up to you about something that may be happening. It might be they thought it was funny and they didn't realise somebody's feelings were going to get hurt. And children, adults, humans, we don't necessarily think about the consequences when we go and do something, especially if we think it's going to be funny. It might be funny for us, but a lot of things aren't funny for the people that's on the receiving end. So it's kind of having the kind of conversations with the children. Do you know? Has it happened to you? Have you ever done it? Have you heard? what sort of things happen when people are being bullied and trolled. Because if you're on social media, especially as a parent, adult, anybody, or even if you watch the news, pick up the paper, listen to the radio, you will have heard in the past, especially in recent years, of children, not just adults, children as well, and some as young as 10. And I want to say there was one as young as 7, but that might not have been about trolling or bullying. So I don't want to get my facts wrong, but definitely I'm sure there's one as young as 10 has taken their own life due to bullying or trolling. And it's when we were young, I mean, I'm, let's say between 40 and 50, we'll not say where, because do you remember last week I didn't tell you my age? I'm still not telling you my age, but I've at least given you a ball. Figure it out for yourself. But when I was younger, which was a very long time ago, it was the whole sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt you. That's not true. Words actually stay with people longer than bruises. Cuts and bruises will heal, scab over, change colour, finally eventually disappear. You'll always remember those, and you'll always remember how much it hurt you, but the words that somebody's saying to you will go round and round in that person's head for a very long time, if not forever. And it all depends on how they deal with it. Sometimes it can be about how strong you are as a person, not always. Some of the strongest people, or the people who we think are the strongest, can be affected by bullying, trolling, mental health, and everything that comes with it. It all comes almost in a package. You might get part of the package and not the rest of it. You might get the whole package. But we really need to look out for each other. We really need to stop this. I only said it for a laugh. I didn't mean it. If you didn't mean it, why did you say it? If you don't mean something, don't say it. Just move on from that topic. Things like being overweight, being fat, being, I don't know, untidy. What you might think is fat, too fat or too thin, too overweight, too underweight, may feel perfect to somebody else. So what you're seeing in your eyes, does it matter if it's not your body? So don't be trolling people because you think they don't look a certain way, or you don't think they act a certain way. If they're happy the way they are, leave them. Even if they're not happy the way they are, why not support them? Why make their issues worse? So I think what I'm getting at is, especially with children, because obviously we want to instill it in people as young as possible, not to damage people in any way, whether it be you're damaging them more or whether it be you're starting the journey where they feel damaged, hurt, unliked, unloved, whatever. But you could also be talking to adults about this. If you know an adult who is thinking the comedy act of the friendship circle, but their comedy act is actually about hurting other people. Maybe they don't mean to be hurting other people, but essentially they could be. Tell them to stop. Like, tell them to find a different joke. Tell them to dance or sing instead. But yeah, try not bring other people down to make yourself feel better. And if it is about your hurting inside, speak to somebody. Go and get the help that you may require. And you know, talking therapy, counselling, some people say it's not for them. Have you tried it? Like, if you've never tried something, how do you know it's not for you? I understand where sometimes group therapy isn't for everybody, and I'm one of those people. I refused group therapy when I was going through my whole journey. I prefer one-to-one. And that's just a personal preference. Some people prefer groups because they get to hear what everybody else is saying and realise that they're not the only person feeling the way they're feeling. There's very many people feeling that way. And they maybe get different ideas of how to overcome it or ways to cope. When they listen to other people, I just personally prefer my therapy to be one-to-one. But you do you. You do it how you want to do it. As long as you're getting the help that you need, require, whatever way, whatever form, as long as you're not hurting somebody else, you go for it. Some people have their own way of coping. Some people, it can be the gym, for example. The gym can help many people with what's going on in their head. But essentially, you kind of need to talk about the root cause and how you got there, how you got to where you are now, and how can you get rid of that weight that's on your shoulders. And if you don't know where to go, contact myself again. I will help anybody. Even if you're not coming to myself for therapy, I will still help you find the right person for you, the right direction for you. And that's just me. I just like to help. So, I said last week that I would potentially do an episode on aliens, adulting disasters. And I was talking to Ainsley about it the other day.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating US Wendy's.
And she just laughed. Because she knows herself there's very many of them. I'm sure there was one I was going to tell you about though that happened this week. And I don't know, I can't remember. But does anybody suffer from migraines? I get them really bad. And when I get them, oh boy do I get them. And they last for ages. So I've just had one and today's the first day. Hence why I'm recording today instead of yesterday. I've just had one that's lasted, I think, 4 days. It's either 3 or 4. I lose track. I get to a point where every day's the same. But it was my own stupid fault because I forgot to order my prescription for migraine blockers. So for anybody that doesn't know what a migraine blocker is, it does what it says. It's a way of trying to prevent as many migraines, at least. It's never going to, or at least it hasn't for me. Maybe for other people it might. It's not going to stop every migraine from kind of getting through, but it does help a big part. So personally, the medication I'm on, I take it at night before I go to my bed. And when I don't sleep very well at the best of times. So when I take this tablet, I am asleep within half an hour. So it's great for that as well. It's great for sleep. But yeah, so I forgot to order the medication. Now, here's the best part. I went on my GP surgery. You have to go online to order your medication. This is a new system they've got. So I was online last week because I was babysitting the mother and I ordered her medication. Why did I not order mine at the same time? I knew I needed them ordered. I mean, I knew for a few days before that and I didn't. I only ordered them yesterday. But today, thankfully, I have woke up without a migraine and I'm super excited. Me and Ainsley went a little car ride yesterday, took the child with us. Both children, we actually took our youngest with us, but she went in her own car with her friend. So the plan was, because I always do something before the day before we go back to school, and it's normally a McDonald's or whatever else for lunch. So we were going for McDonald's for lunch, and then we were going to, there was a wee shop that me and Ainsley had wanted to go to for a while. So it was, in Ainsley's words, it's only 5 minutes away. Mm-hmm. We drove and drove and drove and drove. Her 5 minute journey took us maybe half an hour, 40 minutes. We nearly ended up in Edinburgh. So if you're no good with geography, I'm the west coast of Scotland, Edinburgh's the east coast. Yeah, we nearly drove to Edinburgh. We're blaming her sat-nav. Because we think it didn't update really new roads and things. So yeah, we went that with John. We got to the shop. The shop was utter pants. It was nothing like, do you know when they say, don't believe everything you see or hear or read on the internet? That was a perfect scenario of that. We've been looking at this shop online, on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all these places for over a year. We've been saying we want to go to this shop. And we went, and apart from anything, it was tiny. There was nothing really jumping out at us that we wanted, so we came away empty-handed. We didn't even buy anything. And there was no atmosphere. Like, the girl that was working in the shop, she just didn't communicate, didn't look at you. And I get if somebody's got neurodiverse issues and they maybe don't want to make eye contact, that's absolutely fine, totally get that. But there was just no atmosphere, there was nothing to this shop. And it's, I'm not going to give too many details away because I don't want to kind of tarnish anybody's business. So I'm not going to give the name or what type of shop it is, just in case anybody recognises. But the type of shop it was, there should have been a bit of something about it. And there was nothing. So my child was then raging because I ruined his last day of his holidays by taking him that car journey. But I'm not taking the blame for that. I blamed Ainsley. It was Ainsley that told us it was 5 minutes away and it was Ainsley that was driving. Not my problem. So yeah, but then he was happy once he got home and he was back on his computer. So that was yesterday. I don't think you can really class that as an Aileen's adult disaster. That was potentially Ainsley's adult disaster. Another question for you. Do you prefer to watch or listen to podcasts? I put a poll on Instagram and I've just remembered I forgot to check the results. I know some people prefer, I personally prefer to listen to podcasts. There's the odd one that I will watch on YouTube when I'm maybe not doing anything, but I personally, it's the same with books. There's certain types of books where I like to read them, and there's other books I like them in the audio version. So do you prefer your podcast as an audio or visual, a bit of both, or do you not mind? I'm contemplating whether to put it on YouTube or not. Although they do say the camera puts £10 on you, so that's potentially going to put me off. You know, it also means that I need to see me look half decent, whereas I look like, not to insult anybody that's going to the laundrette, right, but you get what I mean, when you're just going to the wash houses, your granny would have called it, do you know, in the olden days, and you had the ladies would go to the wash house and the men would go out to work and they had their wee pennies on and their hair was in rollers or bits hanging here, there or everywhere. That's kind of what I look every day, without the rollers and without the penny, but I just kind of look almost pulled together. And that's how I currently look just now, because I am sweating. I bought myself a new fan and it's sitting here, but I don't want to put it on in case. Can you see it? I won't do it. So it's got 5 speeds on it because I am a very menopausal female. So we have the fan at the ready, but I don't want to put it too near the mic because I don't want you to feel as if you're in a wind tunnel, you know. So I am currently sitting with frizzy hair from a sweaty head. That sounds beautiful, didn't it? Did I ever tell you I'm single? I think I'll be single for a lot longer. And if any Mikes are listening, don't even say a word. So, I'm currently sitting with sweaty head. Well, it's not sweaty. It was earlier when I was sitting in the car, which gave me frizzy hair, although my hair is tied back, but I've got the mum bun in. I have the fan at the ready. We've just had an ice lolly to cool down. We've got the bottle of freezing cold water, which might actually get poured over me instead of in my mouth. And obviously the window shut because I don't want you to hear all the kids screaming outside when they come in from school. There was a point to that. Oh yeah. So, the recording of the podcast may change slightly, but I haven't fully decided. Or the other option could be I might do a little clip so I could kind of record audio, but have a camera sitting there and you might get some outtakes of Aileen forgetting what she was saying, like I just done a minute ago. Yeah, tell me what you think. Do you want the option? Do you want me to continue doing audio and do visual? Because I will, if you want me to. But see if you want that. Any hairdressers or makeup artists out there that want to come and help me out a wee bit, because I look like a bag of toys. For anybody that's not in Scotland, a bag of potatoes. Potato. So, yes, this is an option. Like I said, next week, if we've got a nice day, I think I'm going to record in the great outdoors. And again, it may just be audio, you may get outtakes, you may get... So if you do want to keep an eye on the YouTube channel, just in case we decide to get chased by a sheep, fall in some water, just fall in general, because me and Ainsley have got bad hips, bad knees. Listen, I've just said I'm single and I'm going to be single forever if I keep describing myself this way. I'm a nice person, kind of. Some people would say I'm not, I don't know. Like, we'll just jog on for that one. Yeah, me and Ainsley are falling apart. We're like over the 40 mark. We're perimenopausal. We're sore. What else are we doing? Ainsley's starting her new business. Do you remember we were talking about that when Ainsley came on? She was going to start, she's starting up her new business. So that's it. So she's just started to order our business cards and it's all go, go, go now. So if you do want to contact her, if you look back on the socials, there'll be details there somewhere. Don't know, I think it was 3 weeks ago maybe. I'm trying to think of thinking of having a wee surprise for my boys, because we never actually got a holiday this year and we were supposed to, and then time kind of ran away from me. But they both want to go to Harry Potter, is it World? Harry Potter something, it's in London. If anybody knows how to go about that, can you message me and let me know, because I know there's a website, but I don't think there's a hotel next to it, is there? Or is there? I know there's not a hotel, I don't think there's a hotel attached to it, should I say. But is there one nearby? Has anybody been and can give me some tips? When's the best time to go? So I'm thinking about arranging that at some point, but as a surprise for them, just say, oh, ta-da! Get me some brownie points. It's been a good mum, you know. I'm falling apart, sorry, hold on. Earphones fell off because I about to scratch my ear. Have I ever told you I'm blonde? Says a lot. Sorry to any blondes out there that are actually intelligent, but this ain't one of them. Do you think mental health should be spoken about in school? Now, there may be some schools that do talk about it. There may not. I'm not 100% sure. I was speaking to another coach about this recently, and because obviously I do counselling and coaching, and it's different types of coaching, so you can have like wellness coaching, life coaching, business coaching, etc, etc. There's like different genres of it. But what do you think about mental health being spoken about in schools? Not necessarily to scare anybody, but just even like the signs of it, or what would you do if you knew someone was in a mental health crisis? So as adults, not all adults know what you would do or what to do. So do you think, and I'm not saying it's part of the curriculum, but even if a mental health advisor had come in for one day, do you know, like they normally have an assembly in the mornings or the afternoons or whenever it may be, depending on the school. Do you think a mental health spokesperson should come in and teach the kids some of the know-how? Information? Get to know? I personally do. And the reason I say that is because mental health comes in many shapes and forms, but it's also not spoken about enough. It also affects every age range. The same as any other medical condition can affect you at any age. I think most people think that mental health only affects adults, but like I said, it comes in all different shapes and forms, and everyone will deal with it or not deal with it in their own way. Now, dealing with it is one thing, but the way you deal with it is determines on whether you can continue to deal with it throughout, or whether is your idea of dealing with it going and seeking help or advice, or is your idea of dealing with it locking that door, forgetting about it and attempting day to day. Now, if it's the second option, that may work for you in the short term, but at some point that door's going to kick open and you're not going to know what's hit you. So you really need to deal with it as soon as you kind of notice the changes. In kids, obviously children of a certain age, so teenagers, preteens, they're not only dealing with school life, they're trying to figure themselves out. They're trying to figure out who they are, what they want to be after school, as they become adults, young adults. They have hormones racing around and they don't know what's going on. They can't understand their mood swings. They can't understand why they're feeling a certain way. Their body's changing and it may be changing at a different rate from their friends, which they can start to question that. Do they think they're inadequate compared to other people? Like, children, especially teenagers, are very prone to comparing themselves, to others. And if you think back to when you were a teenager, I'm sure you've done the same thing. I know I definitely did. And as an adult, think about the amount of times you've picked up a magazine or you've looked on social media and you've seen somebody in an absolutely stunning outfit, or maybe a bikini or a swim costume, whatever it may be, and you thought, I absolutely love that, but it won't look good on me. Doesn't matter how confident you are, you will have had that experience at least once in your life. And it's good to question these things, and it's good to find your style and your whatever, but you also need confidence. And there's a fine line between confidence and arrogance as well, which we need to be very careful of. I cut off a friendship for similar reasons. I'm very much an advocate for you have in your life people that create positivity in your life, who make you happy, you make them happy. And this isn't just about friendships, this is also about relationships, family. Doesn't matter who they are, if somebody is making you feel a negative way and after speaking to them about it they still continue to make you feel a negative way, then maybe you need to take a break from them. And it could be for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, could be a bit more permanent. That's entirely up to you. I'm not telling anybody that they've to cut anybody out or how long for. But don't have anybody in your life that you don't want in your life, or that isn't making you happy or your life happier. I found that hard when I was younger, even in my 20s. And potentially in my 30s, when I was, especially as a teenager, a child, and then obviously with my mental health issues and everything else going into adulthood, I found it very hard to say no to people. I found it very hard to kind of cut people off. I would keep everybody round about. Not that I had a big friendship circle, and this includes family, not just saying friends, this includes relationships. I've never been somebody for a big friendship circle. I've always kept my friendship circle small because it makes life easier. But I would always have people round about just because I've known them for so long, or just because they're family, or just because they're supposed to be your best friend. But they didn't always behave that way. There may be times that they were amazing, but sometimes the negative outweighs those small wins. So yeah, I had a friend who, if you were down in your luck, might be the best way to describe it, or even if your mental health wasn't great, which mine regularly wasn't back then, would throw a lot in your face, and the arrogance showed through. it wasn't confidence. It definitely wasn't confidence. It wasn't even a form of manipulation, because she wasn't trying to necessarily get something. It was more she was trying to make herself feel better, or I don't know. I can't explain it because I'm not in her head. Don't know why she was doing it, although she would always deny doing it. It could have been in black and white and she would still have denied saying it. Anyhow, so it took me a long time to figure out that you can say no to people, you can cut people off, you don't have to abide to people just to pacify them, especially if it was making you feel negative. I've got many people now, as I've got older, where I've cut out because they don't bring any they don't bring any positivity, they don't bring anything good to the table. I'm forever, I would almost call it people pleasing when I was younger. I would do things so that they didn't go in a bad mood, or so that they didn't think I was being nasty, or so that they didn't think whatever. And I would just do what they wanted to do, and I was absolutely miserable. I was a broken person inside. I think I've told you, like, when my mental health was bad, I would walk to the shops and absolute tears streaming down my face, because I didn't bear to be outside. But I would go and do what these people wanted to do just so that they didn't, like, say anything negative about me, or, oh, she didn't do this, or she didn't do that, or whatever it may be. Also, people that have affected not just my life, but my son's lives in a negative way. I don't want that. I don't want those people in my life or my children's life. If they've brought any kind of negativity or created anything like that for my children or myself, then I'm old enough now to realise that you have the right people round about you. You have the right people in your circle. If you've got the right people round about you, then you're going to be a lot happier and a lot stronger as well. You don't have to overthink any decisions you've made or any choices you've made, because if you've got the right people round about you, they're not going to second guess or question what you've decided. We'll use Ainsley an example, just because you've kind of heard her talk before. I had somebody who was in my life recently as a friend, but sort of long distance friend, we'll put it that way. And although they have a lot of negativity in their life, there were times where they tried to help people. And sometimes you focus too much on that, and you don't, when you get too close to somebody, you don't see the negative side of them. But Ainsley noticed the negative side of this person, but she never ever said to me, just purely because she maybe wasn't sure that she was saying the right things, or she didn't want to hurt me by telling me. Whatever her reasons were, she was doing it to protect me in a sense, although she would maybe drop you sort of hints and whatever. But anyway, I found out for myself that this person was not the best person to have round about. And it wasn't somebody that I was in a relationship with or anything like that. It was just a friend. And like I said, a friend at a distance. And then obviously once I kind of cut ties, then Ainsley said, oh, I was going to tell you, but then I wasn't sure whether to say it to you. And I was like, it doesn't matter, do you know what I mean? You're always going to find these things out. People that aren't who they say they are will always get found out in the end. And we can pick up friends and find friends along the way, and friendships change. And this is another thing to tell your kids. So obviously we were talking at the beginning of the podcast about speaking to your kids about bullying and trolling. As kids get older, obviously they start making different decisions. So when they get to a certain point at school, they may be starting to think about what they want to do as a career. They may want to go to college or go to university, and it's almost preparing them for that experience and letting them know that as you go into adulthood, as life changes, as life progresses, your friendships may change. You may still keep in touch with people. You may still have friends that you see every day. You may still keep some of the bonds, but some friendships may change. And I think preparing them for that and letting them know that that's normal then also protects them if or when it does happen. Because sometimes children, young adults, teenagers, maybe think that they've done something wrong to lose a friendship. And it's not necessarily they've done something wrong. It's just we all take different routes in life. We may find people that have got more interests, that the same as what we've got, similar. It may be that college takes over and they start having to do kind of assignments and maybe have to pair up with people, and then they grow a friendship that way. And it's not to say they don't like you anymore. It's just life gets busy. As an adult, life gets busy. I can assure you, I mean, I can't believe I left school almost 30 years ago. And sometimes I sit and think, where has the time gone? I mean, obviously I brought up two children in that time, had many different jobs and many different life experiences. But you do think, I remember some things as if they were yesterday, and then there's other things I don't remember at all. Like, me and Ainsley went to school together, secondary school together, and I'll say things and she's like, I don't know how you remember anything for school. I don't remember anything. She thinks she's blocked school out. I don't know. I think maybe she's just getting old. I mean, she's the same age as me, but we'll not say that. We'll not say I'm getting old. We'll just say she's getting old. But yeah, we all remember things that someone else might not know. And then sometimes you come together and you tell stories, and one person's got a part of the story and somebody else has got the other part, and then that's the jigsaw made up. You remember everything. I mean, I think I'd probably remember more from my teenage years, which I don't know how, because I was steaming. I probably remember more from my teenage years than what I do from my 20s, but that's a lot of that's to do with my mental health condition. But yeah, I have many a story to tell, and I might, I don't know if I could put the photos up, because there's probably somebody else in the photo with me, so I might not be able to do it. But if I can find any photos where it's just me, I'll maybe give you a laugh. Although most of them I probably only get one eye opened because I'm that drunk. No, right, I've just thought of something. Have any of you been in the supermarket recently? Have you seen that they're starting to sell Christmas chocolates? Christmas is a coming. Santa is on his way, and there's no way to hide. That's the way I'm seeing it. So I was in Asda. Other supermarkets are probably doing the same thing. I was in Asda last week. I think it was... Yeah, I'm sure it was last week the first time I noticed it. They've got chocolate coins. Cadbury's chocolate coins are in. The... What do you call them? Little chocolate ball things that are in the tin foil stuff. It's almost like a cream egg, but it's not. It's just chocolate, I think. They've got all that starting to come in. And I'm not happy about it. Right, so apart from anything, surely, not to say that any of this chocolate's lasting to Christmas, right? But surely, if you bought a packet of chocolate coins, say you go to Asda today, right, after you hear this podcast, and you say, I'm going to stock up on chocolate coins because chocolate coins are always sold out at Christmas. So they're milk chocolate. Surely come Christmas they're going to look like white chocolate because they're going to be off. I don't know how long chocolate lasts. And the reason I don't know is because it doesn't last in my house. It's like going, going, gone as soon as it's bought. But I don't know. I mean, I get it's like Easter eggs, isn't it? You buy Easter eggs, you prepare, because every single year without fail, I buy Easter eggs on the eve of Easter. Easter Saturday? Good Friday? One of the days I normally buy my eggs in. One, because I always think, I've got plenty of time, and then it's Easter, and then there's none left. And the other reason is because I don't want to buy them as soon as I come into the shop, because I'll eat them. I've done it before, and I know I'll do it again. So, Christmas is a-coming. Christmas chocolate is in the shops. I'm telling you, by the end of this month, advent calendars are going to be in the shop. And does anybody, talking about advent calendars, does anybody remember here we go, this is how old I am. Does anybody remember when they were young, the advent calendars, and there was nothing in it apart from a wee photo behind the, a wee picture, a wee Christmas picture behind the door? You never had your chocolates or your sweets or your Lego or your perfume or your makeup or your aftershave or your whatever, coffee. You never had anything like that. You had a wee picture of baby Jesus behind the door. Tell me if you remember that. Are any of you as old as me? I feel ancient seeing these stories. So, when the advent calendars, I was going to say Christmas calendars there, when the advent calendars came in, did you buy them right away? Because again, say for example they're in at the end of this month, then you've got September, October, November. You've got nearly 4 months until the doors are getting opened. Well, 3 months. You've got 3 months, say, until the doors are getting opened. Nah. I'll just wait. If I'm buying milk chocolate, I want it to look like milk chocolate when I'm eating it. Although, I do think the calendars are getting bigger, but the chocolate behind the door's getting weirder. Either that or it's just my hands getting fatter because of all the chocolate I'm eating, and it makes the chocolate look weird when I put it in my hand. But yeah, what do you think about Christmas coming to the shops already? We were talking about this yesterday, and Ainsley's daughter made a good point that Halloween's before Christmas and there's no Halloween stuff in the shops yet, so why have they got Christmas stuff? That's a fair point. When would you want the Christmas stuff to start coming in the shops, like Christmas stockings, Christmas tree, which I think I might get a new one this year, decorations, Santa is coming to town. He's got an awful lot to answer for. I don't know that I'm liking that man anymore. He's definitely, I think he should be on the naughty list at least once. I mean, he probably says the same about me. But I couldn't believe it. I mean, my mum's just got over 4 strokes and she nearly had a heart attack. Dear God. So yeah, have fun looking in your shops now to see if you've got any Christmas chocolates in the shop. Take photos and send them in. Let me know when your advent calendars and your Christmas decorations start coming in the shops. We'll have a laugh on social media with all the photos going on. When do you start buying your Christmas shopping? Like, your Christmas presents. I know my mum used to start in the January sales, well, Boxing Day sales, whatever you call them. She used to start in the sales to buy for next Christmas, not purposely. Like, if she seen something that she thought somebody might like maybe her sister or whatever, she would pick it up, obviously because it's half price or whatever. But when do you realistically start buying your Christmas presents? And one of my friends used to laugh at me every year. Well, I say laugh, she used to get stressed out with me every year because Christmas Eve or the week of Christmas, at times I would start. I mean, I stress myself out sometimes. Although there was one Christmas Eve where I was finished before her and I was absolutely delighted to tell her, because every Christmas Eve she would text me and she'd be like, are you still in the shops? Have you finished your Christmas shopping? You're stressing me out. And I'm like, calm down, calm down. I manage fine every year. It's just go with the flow, chill yourself out, it'll all work out in the end. And see if you don't get whatever it is you're out looking for. There's nothing you can do about it, so why are you stressing? Just have yourself a wee glass of something or a wee cup of tea or a wee coffee or whatever it is that chills you out and don't be worrying. So yeah, I'm not going to talk about Christmas anymore, I'm just telling you that. I just thought it was quite interesting that Christmas chocolate was starting to come in. Let's make a pact that I don't talk about Christmas until at least after Halloween. So can we talk about Halloween then? This is my son's last year at school. He leaves after this year. He has no choice, he has to leave after this year. There's no more years left at school. So I was counting today, not counting, but I was talking today about, oh, we've only got X amount of months left and then it's exams and then he leaves. And then in between that, you've got all the school holidays. So I think last year was it when I first realised. So in Scotland, England will be different because they obviously go back at a different time from us. So we go back mid-August. Then we have a long weekend at the end of September. I'm sure it's the end of September. Yeah, the last weekend of September we get a long weekend. Then we get a week off in October. November, thankfully, there is no holidays. Christmas, there's 2 weeks, so it like falls between December and January. So you get like the last week of December, first week in January off. Then we get a long weekend off in February. March, it just depends on whether Easter falls in March. So March, April, they kind of get 2 weeks, somewhere around there. Then you've got May Day at the start of May. You've got a long weekend at the end of May. Then come June, you finish up at the end of June and they're off for 7 weeks. How many holidays is that? I mean, I know we used to get them when we were at school. That's different. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about children of today, not me getting the holidays, the children of today. But that's a lot of holidays. Would it make you become a teacher? That's an interesting topic, isn't it? Because, and if you did become a teacher, would it be primary school or secondary school? I don't know what would be worse. I think if you were to do primary school, so a primary 4, 5, maybe okay. Because I think primary 1 are too hyper because they've just started school and they're really learning about what school's all about and they're quite excitable, aren't they? Primary 2, 3, maybe still a wee bit chaotic. Then I think 4, 5, they start to calm down about a bit. Then primary 6, 7, the hormones are starting. So for anybody, because again, I know yous are listening all over the world, so I will explain what all these primaries are. So in Scotland, they start nursery at 3. So they go to nursery from 3 to 5. And then you get primary 1 is 5-year-olds. Well, this is how it normally does that. There is some instances where the kids may stay back a year from starting school, which my son did. So primary 1 is 5-year-olds. Primary 2, 6-year-olds. Primary 3, 7. Primary 4, 8. Primary 5, 9. Primary 6, 10. Primary 7 is 11. That was hard for me. Did you see that gap there? And then we go to secondary school, which is first year, or S1. S1 is 12, S2 is 13, S3 is 14, S4 is 15, S5 is 16, S6 is 17. And then that's the end of school as they know it. And it would be then on a college or university or work or whatever it is they may decide to do. I don't think I could work in a secondary school. I really don't think I would have the patience. I used to want to work in a nursery. When I was at school, I wanted to work in nursery. And then I went to nursery for work experience. I don't know if you do that all over the UK or all over the world, but we normally do. It's round about, actually I think it's about S4, so round about 15, it might be S3, I can't remember. But in secondary school at some point, we normally do what's called a week's work experience. And either the school can arrange it for you, or because they may have employers who say, right, okay, we'll take the X amount of children, and if they want to work in that field or just want to kind of see what it's like, they can come to us for a week. Or you can arrange your own work experience. So at this point, I was tiptoeing round about maybe what working in a nursery. Yeah, after that week, I never thought about working in a nursery again. It wasn't that it was hellish. It actually was quite interesting, but it just wasn't for me. And I don't know why. Then I decided I wanted to work in an office. My dad said, you want to work somewhere where you're like pressing buttons, because I was always typing or whatever or using a calculator. So he always thought I was either going to work in a shop or work in an office. And he was kind of right, because I've worked in quite a few different jobs. But yeah, so then I decided I wanted to work in an office, like a sort of receptionist, secretary, something like that. So I think I told you last week, maybe the week before, that I left school without telling my parents. Did I tell you this story? I don't know. After S4, so I was coming on 16. So yeah, I done all my exams at school. Now in Scotland, don't know about anywhere else in the world or England or whatever how it all works, but in Scotland you can leave school at the end of S4. Well, depending when your birthday is. So if your birthday is before October, I think it is, you can leave at the end of May, start of June. If your birthday's after that, it might be September actually. If your birthday's after that, then you need to wait to Christmas. Although, if you do get like an apprenticeship or a college place, then you can leave early because you're still learning, you're still in education of such. So yeah, I left school and you have to get a form signed. It's called a leavers form. You have to get all your teachers to sign that to say that you've handed in all your books, blah, 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 and you're free to go. So that was fine, got that all signed, came home, told my mum and dad, I've left school. I was so excited about it because I absolutely hated school for many different reasons, and maybe one was kind of bullying and not really fitting in and different things. But so yeah, I left school, went home and told my mum and dad, and my mum was like, you what? So I was warned that I had to either have a college placement or a job by the time the schools go back, or I was to go back to school. But if you, I can be quite cocky when it comes to things like that. I'm like, no bother, not a problem. I will sort that, don't you worry about it. But I also wanted my summer holidays, you know, I wanted to enjoy the 6-7 weeks. So I did. That's exactly what I done. I enjoyed all the weeks. And my mum was obviously getting really cocky as well, thinking, ha, she's not going to get a job. She'll be back at school, and she thought she was going to win. I knew I was going to win this one. So the week before school went back, I went out and got myself a job. Might be best not to let your kids listen to this one, actually. But yeah, I got myself a job in a mortgage advisor's. This is going to be one of my stories, I think, for Aileen's disastrous adulting moments. Got a job in a mortgage advisor's and lasted 6 weeks. But I did not have my notes in and I did not get sacked. My mother went to the office and handed my notes in for me. Because, well, for a multitude of reasons, there was a bit of, it wasn't sexual assault because nobody was actually touched. There was insinuations. They were also withholding pay and things like that. There was a multitude of things. So I gets a phone call. I heard the house phone ringing. Do you remember house phones? They don't really exist these days, do they? Everybody's got mobiles. Heard the house phone ring. Answered it. And it was my mum and I'm like, what time is it? And say it was 9 o'clock, something like that, 9:30. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be late for work. She's like, you're not going to work. Where's the office? Her and my dad went up to the office, said and done whatever they said and done, and said that I wouldn't be back. So for somebody that wanted me to have a job, she wasn't doing a very good blooming job about it, was she? So she handed my notice in. Then I get another job, more or less straight away. But that was just covering somebody's maternity leave. Left that. Well, that contract came to an end. And then, so they two were both in offices. My next job, this will give you a laugh, was in a hairdresser's. Decided I was becoming a hairdresser. Oh my God, I swear I have some decisions through my life. Worked on two different hairdressers, decided that wasn't for me either because there was too much bitchiness. I'm not into the whole bitchy, I'm not into that. And people want me to be spies, and no, not for me. So hairdressing wasn't for me because I'm not for the whole that side of things. Then I started working in a shoe shop. I hate feet. So that was a perfect job for me. Shoe shop, hate feet. let's work in a shoe shop. Worked in a shoe shop, then became a waitress. But before I even left school, I actually had a Saturday job in a office as well, in a shop. Became a waitress. Then had an accident and worked and done my back in. I was off for a long time. Then I worked in another office, answering phones and logging information into computers and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there's been quite a lot. We'll kind of not go into all these disastrous jobs. But now, let's just say I have found my feet, got the podcast, got the business, the other business, should I say, therapy business. And this is probably what I should have done all along, is to do with therapy. But I think I had to go through my own journey to see that that's what I needed to do. I had a friend that used to tell me all the time, you should become a counsellor, you should do this, you should do that. And I was like, don't know about that. Don't know if I'd be any good. But I think I had to go through my own journey to realise that, yeah, that is for you. That's your thing. For one, I like talking, in case you haven't noticed that. I don't necessarily like the sound of my own voice, but I like to talk. I will talk to anybody. Everybody hates going to the shops with me or going anywhere with me, because I will always bump into somebody and talk to them. And see, if I don't know you, but you make eye contact with me, I will start up a conversation with you. Whether you like it or not, you are talking to me. So yeah, I talk to everybody. So this is the job for me. Because talk. There used to be an advert, and I'm not going to name it on here, but remember they used to say, it's good to talk. Think about that when you're thinking about therapy. But yeah, so that's... How did we get on to me even talking about all my jobs? Well, we were talking about school. So yeah, children, teenagers, everybody, we all need to find our own feet somehow. And it might not happen for you right away. You could be like me, you could be 30s, 40s, whatever, before you find the exact thing that you want to do. And it could be, again, like myself, I had to retrain. I had to go back to studying. And bearing in mind, I left school at 16 as soon as I finished my last exam, because I didn't want to study anymore. And I went back to studying. Not saying I enjoyed it, but I knew I had to do it to do the job that I wanted to do. So sometimes we don't always like what we want, but the rewards at the end kind of outweigh that feeling, I suppose. If you want to do a certain job, then you might need to kind of put the effort in just now to enjoy it later on. I think I've rambled on enough, because my brain fog is taking over and I'm starting stories and I'm forgetting where I've started and I'm going off on a tangent. If you do have any questions about how to approach your children, to talk to them about bullying or trolling, whether it be if they're doing it or if it's happening to them or a friend or whatever else, honestly, just get in touch. I'll give you as much advice as I can. If you or anybody you know would like information of where to go for help, support, counselling, whatever it may be, therapy, get in touch. You can either book through myself or I can give you details of other agencies, whether it be advising you go through your GP or whether it be advising you go to a charity, etc. Get in touch and I'll help you. I'm just thinking, I've just seen at the corner of my eye, I have a little desk calendar and it's currently sitting on July. We're mid-August. That's how organised I am now. So yeah, if you would like... Also, I do go into businesses and help businesses with this mental health side of it for their staff, or give them tips and whatever else. So even if it's maybe you want to speak to your boss, sometimes there are some companies out there that will pay for your sort of mental health treatment if you need it, especially if it's the work that's affecting it. They also don't want you taking time off your work, so they may be willing. If you can't afford it and it may be an option for you, then feel free to give your boss my details or contact myself to speak to your work on your behalf or your boss on your behalf. But yeah, there's various different ways. But if you do want any advice at all, please do not hesitate to contact myself. Message me on any of my social media. So, got TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. Don't have Twitter at the minute. X, whatever it's called. I'm not sure if I'm going to start that because that's one I can't get my head around. Can't figure it out. Or email myself at rebootyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com. And if you do prefer to speak on the phone, you can contact myself with your phone number and I can give you a call. We'll sort something out at a time that suits everybody. But enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy the next week. Remember to let me know if you prefer visual, audio, or you're not bothered. And you might see me getting chased by a sheep next week. Do not wish that for me, please. Anyway, take care. Speak soon. Bye-bye.